two people over in this area, please, hurry.
Due to increased fighting in Chicago, the president has ordered a brigade from the 82nd Airborne into the war-torn South Side to reinforce the beleaguered National Guard under heavy attack by black guerrillas since late last week. This is Pat Fennell, Chicago.
You've been here since the beginning, Carstairs. How does it look to you?
General, it couldn't be worse.
We have elite troops out here now against untrained black fanatics. The whole thing should be over before the weekend.
Those troops are facing a highly trained underground guerrilla army. They have military weapons and they know how to use them. The commander of those elite troops insists he can put this thing down within a few days.
You disagree?
Yes, sir, I do. They're a first-class fighting unit.
You've prepared an options book?
Yes, sir.
And?
We have three. Root them out one by one, starve them out by siege, total evacuation of the black population.
Evacuation?
Now, the first is too costly in lives and equipment. Neither evacuation nor siege would work.
Why not?
General, we sealed off the ghetto for 3 days last week. It paralyzed the city.
Paralyzed Chicago?
Chicago is more dependent on black labor than one would think. 90% of the garbage collectors are colored. 60% of the hospital workers are colored. 60% of the bus drivers and 80% of the postal workers. So although the concentration... The detention camps occurring under the 1950 Subversion Act are ready, we can't put them to immediate use.
Your recommendation?
We can end it alone, sir.
Yes?
The Russians obviously have a top agitprop man here. Find him, destroy him, and you have disorganized, ignorant Negroes to deal with.
Cut off the head and the snake dies.
Exactly.
All right, Carstairs, get right on it. I'm going back to Washington. Get back to me by tomorrow noon. Honey, I'm going back to Washington. Why don't you use yourself here for a few days? A little shopping. Be back Sunday, huh?
Sure, baby. You can find something to do in Chicago.
But how do you know how to find me?
I looked in the phone book.
Yeah, well, you look great. But what are you doing in Chicago?
I'm here with my sponsor. Hustling anymore. Got me a steady scene. Feel a little bit freakish, like black skin. But the money's good. Got me some property. You know it.
I do.
Yeah. You used to work for him. You know, you his nigger. All the time he'd be saying, if all of us niggers was like you, wouldn't be no trouble. First, I thought he was talking about somebody else.
So?
So they had to get Uncle Tom.
Well, what makes you think I know anything about Uncle Tom?
I'm not saying you do, but you know Chicago and I don't.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do?
Warn him. Tell him they have to kick ass and they ain't playing.
One thing. Why are you sticking your neck out?
I'm black, ain't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you are, baby. Who's in charge?
Carstairs.
What are they up to?
They plan to get inside, find out who this Uncle Tom is, and kill him.
cut off their head, and the snake dies. Do they know who Uncle Tom is?
They think he's some guy from Russia.
They would.
You want me to see what else I can find him?
No. Wait a minute. Two can play at this infiltration game. Find out all you can, but don't pry. I'll have somebody contact you in Washington. Baby, be very careful. And don't contact me again unless I get to Washington.
This wall, okay.
Split! And why should you feel threatened by the freedom fighters?
Because I am, and you are too.
How?
How? Look, all the progress we've made over the last few years will be wiped out if this thing isn't stopped soon. I heard even your foundation is on its way out.
Well, no. They decided to increase the budget and the staff.
Yeah. Well, my husband was dismissed from the hospital. And he was the first and only Negro on a white hospital staff in the city.
Well, what is the connection between your husband and the freedom fighters?
Damn, that is the whole point. Innocent and decent people are suffering because of niggas who know nothing but hate and revenge.
And it's all the niggas' fault, right?
Look, don't romanticize those people, Dan. They're not beautiful.
Only by contrast.
Dan, those freedom fighters are murderers.
Hey, listen. It didn't figure to be long before those niggas realized that you don't have no wind throwing a brick at somebody with a gun.
Dan, whose side are you on?
Your side. We're in the same bag. Making the best of a bad scene.
I think he's mixed up with those black freedom fighters.
Dan, you gotta be kidding.
I am sure of it. We were talking and I don't know, he just for a minute he was like he used to be.
He was something else when he was in college. And that was before all this became fashionable.
He was defending those animals. Then he caught himself. And he said all the right things, but it just wasn't him. It just wasn't the man I know.
He. Perfect source of intelligence. Gig takes him all over the ghetto. I'll check it out.
Pete, I am doing the right thing.
Come on. Just put your coat down right there. Come on.
What is this, Doss?
Come on, Uncle Tom.
Come on!
Uncle what?
Uncle Tom, up against the wall. Come on, against the wall. Spread your feet out. Come on.
Hey, easy. What is this, some kind of joke, man?
Yeah, that's a joke. The joke is on me. I've been looking all over for Uncle Tom, and here you are under my nose. Cool Dan Freeman.
Hey,
only digging sports cars and bread, good clothes and chicks. Come beautiful on. Cover, man.
Hey, when I think about it, I mean, really think about it. Now, would I risk all of this for that?
Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about that, man. I got enough evidence to take you in, and that's what I'm going to do.
What evidence?
Oh, them tapes, man. Them Uncle Tom propaganda tapes that you cats spread around the ghetto. Well, I listen to them over and over again. And it's you, Dan. It's your voice.
You gotta be crazy.
Well, we'll see if a voice print proves whether I'm crazy or not.
Now what?
Now what? Well, the scene is over. Well, one thing. One thing. Are you working with the commies like they say? Who's behind you?
How come there gotta be somebody behind me?
Oh, come on, man. Don't put me on. No, no. The FBI says it's the most sophisticated underground movement in the Western Hemisphere. The work of an expert.
Uh-huh, an expertise is white man's monopoly, right, Dawes? Well, I am an expert. I spent 5 years flunking to become an expert.
This gun makes me an expert.
You big man with that gun and that badge. You know, Dawes, you want to have it both ways. You want a pat on your head from Whitey, and you want the love and respect of your people. But you can't be with your people without betraying that badge. And you can't be a cop without betraying your people, you hypocrite.
You think nobody else feels the way you do? You think you're the only nigger with the sense of an outrage?
Well, then hit back. Join us. We can use you. We got undercover people on the force.
On the force?
That's right.
Who?
Nobody with your rank. Come on, join us, Tom.
I mean, you're using kids.
Who else am I going to involve? People like you and me? Uh-uh. The kids are our only hope. And I got to them before they got jailed or killed or turned into Dawsons. And now they'll do anything to be free.
Who said you were free, man?
Well, Dawes, even on the wrong end of your gun, I'm a lot freer than you are.
It's Dawson.
Hey, man. Dawson's your main man. You know, that would be like me killing Daddy.
Yeah. And maybe one day you'll have to kill Daddy. Or him, you. You think we're playing games, killing white strangers? There are a lot of Dawsons out there. And some of them will try to stop us. But anybody gets between us and freedom has got to go. Now, that's anybody. You got the airborne out there now. If 40% of those troops are black, maybe they'll help us, and maybe they won't. But in the meantime, if you hesitate with any one of them because he's black just once, you'll be one dead cobra. Now, if you ain't ready to pay them kind of dues, now you get out and go back to doing nothing, but don't tell me who I killed and what it cost me to do it. Now get him out of here. Get him out.
Right, sir.
It is now condition red. All fighters in the field. You alert our groups everywhere. And remember, don't quit until you either win or you die.
outbreak in the black section of Oakland brings to a total of 8 the number of uprisings by black guerrillas in cities across the nation. The president has declared a state of national emergency.
Ja, het is dag 4 van het Sodo Festival. En we zijn vandaag in Filmhuis Cavia. Dus er zal wat filmisch gekrakeel zijn. Maar het geluidsgedeelte daarvan zul je hier kunnen meemaken als het een beetje mee zit. Er is vanavond ook nog wat leuks in de Okkie. Een soort van Fred. Tribute, herdenking. Als je daar meer over wil weten, moet je even naar de Okkie site gaan, want dat heb ik niet paraat. Maar vanavond dus de slotavond van Soto nummer 15. En het zou om 6 uur beginnen, dus dat zal zometeen wel zover zijn. Dus veel plezier.
Klotenmixer. Ja.
Deze act heet Klotenmixer.
Welcome everybody in Filmhuis Cavia, the smallest cinema in Amsterdam. They screen all kinds of nice movies here, if you're interested. This is the last day of our Soap Festival already, but we have a very good lineup. So enjoy, and we're going to start with National Lottery.